The play Big Maggie by John Keane revolves around the domineering mother of four grown children. They are determined to go their own ways and are likely headed in the wrong directions. Maggie's often drunk, womanizing husband has died, so she is now free to exercise some control over her life and her children, much to the consternation of those young people. The Albany Civic Theater production of Big Maggie opens this Friday. Here to tell us more are Kevin McNamara, the artistic director at ACT, Patrick White, who plays Byrne in Big Maggie, and Kathleen Carey, the actress portraying the title character. It is a pleasure to have you all with us. Thank you very much. A delight.
Thank you,
Joe.
So let us begin with you, Kevin, of how you came upon this particular show.
Well, as the artistic director, we formed the play selection committee, and I remember last season when we were sifting through all the plays, this one struck everyone on the committee as very, very interesting, very compelling, and we just knew we wanted to do this one.
Yeah. When you find something like this, I mean, obviously you have to think of the audience of what it, you know, will it resonate with them?
Right. One reason we noticed that in the past, Albany Civic Theater has had pretty good success with Irish-themed plays. Not that we want to do them, you know, every single season, but what were the other two, Patrick? The
Beauty Queen of Lynan.
Yeah, the Beauty Queen of Lynan and The Cripple of Inishman, which were very successful and also directed by our director, Chris Foster. So we seem to have some sort of appeal out there to the Irish populace. Not that you have to be Irish to enjoy this play. It's very, very compelling. Maggie just struck me as, I loved her. Some people hate her. You have to see the play just to see how she behaves after the funeral of her husband and she finds out that now she is free to get things her way.
But there's a part of that that I guess we can all relate to in some ways of, yes, there's mm-hmm. a grieving process, but then there's also mm-hmm. a freedom.
Oh, sure. Maggie's been kind of controlled all her marriage by this man, and she sees an opportunity to take some of that control, and a lot of it has to do with the land, and land is very important in Ireland, and she knows if she can have control of this land and control of her life, then she can be independent for the first time, and the children want the land, so there's a struggle there, and that's, you know, the play is about the struggle of the, you know, that control between the children and the mother and what she thinks is best for them and what they think is best for themselves, and her determination to be independent, you know, whatever the cost.
How emotionally taxing is a role like this?
It's pretty high up there. mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of angst.
I'm sorry?
A lot of angst.
Yeah. But it's a balance, you know. As Kevin said, you know, on paper Maggie comes off, you know, strong is kind of an understatement, and you know you want to, but I need to also show why she's doing what she's doing, it's pretty high up there emotionally.
Patrick White, as I mentioned, plays Byrne. Give us an idea of how this character fits in.
Byrne's kind of the oddball in this situation. He's the village eccentric to some degree. He's at the gravesite, which is the first scene in the play, and he's calls himself the monument sculptor. Really, he's the graveyard attendant, and he's alone out there at the graveside. But he provides a conscience and a humor, and I like to think a bit of magical quality to the play, and he touches each of the characters in the family in some way, but he brings a bit of an outside perspective to all this, you know, Sturm and Drang that's going on within the family. I like to think he's a bit like Joxer in Juno and the Peacock, you know, someone on the outside that comes in and is, you know, a leavening, influence.
He's almost like the narrator, even though he doesn't really serve that purpose. He kind of ties the two parts of Maggie and the children. There's some conflict there, and he's sort of links between them.
He's a possible romantic interest as well. You know, so that's, you know, that part of it provides some levity, you know, to the stronger moments of the play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big Maggie, as we mentioned, runs at the Albany Civic Theater through August 30th through September 15th. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at albanycivictheater.org. How does this fit into your season? Is this the start?
This is the start, yes. This is the beginning of our season. If I can do a quick promo, we're doing auditions for the next play this Tuesday coming up. Tuesday and Wednesday, the next play will be Night Mother, which is a very... intense play. But we hope, of course, we need two women for that. So if you're planning auditioning, that's next Tuesday and Wednesday.
And who do you tend to get?
Our audience?
Yeah. Well, not so much the audience, but when you do these auditions, wonderful actors like we have here this morning, but people in the community who have this great talent.
Yes, I mean the Capital District is loaded with theater and loaded with great talent, and we have some regulars who show up, but it's every play, every audition, we get some new faces, and it's very refreshing, and it's great to keep selecting new actors to be part of our company, sort of.
Yeah. Is it? I guess that was my question about a company, because when you do a show like this and you say, okay, we're gonna do this particular performance, she'd be great for this. I hope. I mean, do you do that, or do you really have the open call?
It's really the open call. I mean, you can't deny saying, oh, I know, someone might be good for this. But directors are very honest, and listen to every audition. They pick the best. Mm-hmm. I remember I myself, when I first tried out 5 years ago for my first play there, they didn't know me. And I got a part, and I got the call. I said, great.
Have you worked with ACT before, Kathleen?
I have. My first show there was 1997 with Patrick. We did Don Juan in Chicago. Mm. And I haven't been on stage there in about 5 years, but, we have... good long history with them and with Patrick.
Yes.
And it's I assume it's a theater family, really, within the community of people that you bump into from production to production as you go around.
Yeah. But there are always people that you haven't worked with yet. And on this show, I haven't worked with Beth, Paul, Deborah, Pat. There's a bunch of people in this play that I haven't worked with. And that's great, too. Kathleen and I, this is our 12th show together, but, it's fun, and the family gets bigger, and there are always new spaces, new places, and, trying new material. It's great.
Yeah.
You can find information about Albany Civic Theater by going to albanycivictheater.org, albanycivictheater.org, and you perform where?
Me personally?
No, the actual theater.
The theater is 235 2nd Avenue. It's on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Sand Street, kind of parallel to Delaware Avenue, going out that way, but in the neighborhood area.
And so you have a nice space. And enjoy.
Beautifully converted firehouse. Many small community theaters in the area are that kind of thing. But
some sort of municipal space at one
right.
time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned. New ceiling.
Those are the two, the air-conditioned and the parking. That's what you want. Yeah. And then when you – and then what else? You mentioned that you have a Night Mother coming up next.
Right. Then a very funny farce, Boeing.
Yeah.
And then after that will be, don't tell me, All My Children.
All My Sons.
All My Children. It's on TV later on today.
Different show, right.
All My Sons.
So a lot of drama. Boeing will be a nice,
yeah, it's you want to find a balance there. So,
well, you can find out more information about Big Maggie, which runs at the Albany Civic Theater, August 30th through September 15th, by going to albanycivictheater.org, albanycivictheater.org. Kevin McNamara, Patrick White, and Kathleen Carey, I thank you so much for being with us, and I hope you have a wonderful run.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
A delight to have you here. Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.